This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Amid rising energy costs, the Trump administration is proposing to scrap a program that helps low-income people heat and cool their homes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has the details.
President Trump's $1.5 trillion proposed budget says the low-income home energy assistance program, known as LIHEAP, is unnecessary because states can help prevent utility shutoffs. According to the latest Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics data, people were paying 11% more than they were a year ago for gas utilities and 4.8% more for electricity. The president has proposed cutting LIHEAP before, but the effort failed amid bipartisan support for the program. I'm Yvette Fernandez in Las Vegas with the Mountain West News Bureau.
Drought conditions are putting Colorado water supplies at greater risk. Palisade Town Manager Janet Hawkinson says a fire in the wrong part of the Grand Mesa could devastate the town's reserves.
We are really asking people to be wise about wildfires at this time. If a wildfire was to go through our watershed, it would actually damage our water supply where we might not be able to provide water anymore at all.
Water officials across Mesa County say this summer could be one of the driest on record. Striking workers at one of the country's largest meatpacking plants in Greeley have reached a deal with plant owner JBS USA. After 3 weeks of picketing, both parties announced the agreement on Sunday. The deal calls for wage increases and a bonus. The company said in an announcement that the meatpacking plant will immediately return to normal operations. This is CPR News.